You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Melissa. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance, or are you calling me to check on a previous ticket?
To check on coverage, I'll call my insurance provider and they directed me to you guys.
You mean to check coverage? What do you mean?
To see if, well, my key is locked in my car, so I'm trying to see if it's covered under my roadside assistance.
Well, your insurance provider should be the one that should be able to tell you if you have roadside assistance. I don't understand.
No, I know I have roadside assistance.
Oh,
she told
you
me
mean
to call. Yeah.
She told you to call us to get roadside assistance.
Right.
Okay. Okay. I apologize. I thought you were calling to check to see if you had roadside assistance.
Oh,
and
no.
And that's why I was saying, well, they should tell you because it should be included if you pay, you know, a certain... Okay. Forgive me.
No,
so,
you're fine.
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
And can I please have the correct spelling of your first name?
A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, G as in George, E as in Edward, L as in Larry.
A-N-J-E-L?
No.
A-N-G. I'm so sorry. I accidentally hit the J. And your last name?
Is Cage. It's C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, G as in George, E as in Edward.
Cage. Okay, Miss Cage, can I please have a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
Sure, 773-367-1394.
That's 773-367-1394.
Yes.
And are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service today that would include the name, number, and estimated time of arrival for your provider?
No.
Are you sure? They tell you who's coming, when he's coming, and they also include the phone number of the person that's going to get the key out of your car.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, they don't continue to send you any kind of information or spam or anything like that. It's just simply for your information. Message
okay.
And data rates may apply.
Okay.
And hold one moment. May I have your zip code, please?
60629.
Do you have your policy number?
Well, they gave me my ID number.
Yes, that'll work.
Okay, so D is in David, A is in Apple, 14430242.
And for security reasons, Ms. Cage, may I verify your address, please?
6320 South Rockwell Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60629.
And that's apartment 1, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle today?
2012 Santa Fe. Hyundai Santa Fe.
All right, that's a 2012 Hyundai Santa Fe. What color is it?
Black.
And what's the reason that you need service today? Did I hear you correctly and say you locked your keys in your car?
Yeah, my keys locked in my car.
in the passenger compartment or in the trunk?
It's in the...
Where you sit?
Back seat. Yeah.
Oh, in the back seat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Not to worry. Do you have power locks?
Yes.
And will you be the person with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
Yes.
I hate asking that question because obviously you'll be there when your keys are locked in the car.
But you never know. Like, I could be at work and somebody, you know, probably has to come out or something.
I have so many people that go, yeah, I can't go anywhere. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, I have to ask it.
Right. It's not like it's not impossible for you not to be there.
And do you happen to have the address where you're located?
Yeah, I'm at my house.
6320 South Rockwell Street. Okay. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
At least you're not stuck somewhere waiting, you know?
I know.
If it had to happen, it might as well be at home. Not that we want it to happen at all, but, you know.
Right. I know. I understand.
So you are... South Rockwell Street and West 64th Street. Is that in the 63rd vicinity?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like, it's right more towards 63rd. It's like right
off
the corner.
Yeah, it's on the corner. I couldn't see the name of that. Oh, I see it. It goes up farther, one more street. It looks like there's a little side road, but I don't even see the name of that little road.
Is it the alley?
Yes, it is the alley. So that's not a road then, I guess. Interesting. I'm from New York City, so
I know
about the alleys and stuff. So I had to zoom in a little closer to look, but I was like, why doesn't that street have a name? All right, Ms. Cage, I have you all mapped and located, and as soon as I am able to secure a provider, you'll be receiving a text message with the name, number, and the estimated time of arrival of your provider.
Okay, and
if you want, you can give them a call and let, you know, tell them, say, hey, just give me a call when you get here.
Okay, so is this paid for under my assistance? Do it with an additional charge? Do I pay him?
No, you're completely covered up to $50. So as long as the service is under $50, then you're covered. If I should happen to get a provider like that is over $50, because each provider is different, then I'll give you a call. Mm-hmm. But we go with contracted prices, and so... I think you'll be, you know, as far as I can see right now, you won't be, it'll be covered, but you are covered up to $50.
Okay.
So, All right. If it should be any overages, I'll call you and get your permission first before I send them out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.